BBC News with Jerry Smith. The Spanish government says a nurse infected with Ebola has tested negative for the disease. A second test is required before Teresa Romero can be declared free of Ebola. Nicholas Rocha has the details.
Teresa Romero tested positive for the virus 2 weeks ago. She contracted it while caring for two infected priests in a Madrid hospital. They both died. The 44-year-old has been treated with a drip of human serum containing antibodies from Ebola sufferers who survived the disease and other drugs. Now, a committee set up by the Spanish government to monitor the virus says she has tested negative. 15 people who she came into contact with before she was diagnosed, including her husband, have not yet shown any symptoms, but are being kept under observation in the hospital.
At the opening of the World Health Summit in Berlin, where talks are said to be dominated by the Ebola outbreak, Germany's foreign minister has called for a greater global effort in the battle to contain the virus. Frank-Walter Steinmeier said more medical expertise and equipment was needed to help the three worst-hit countries in West Africa, where he said weak public health systems were on the brink of collapse. His comments came after an appeal for help by Liberia's president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. José Manuel Barroso, who will step down as president of the European Commission shortly, has said that Britain risks losing much of its global power and influence if it leaves the European Union. Mr. Barroso added that such a move would also leave London with zero influence among its neighbours.
Britain is a great country, with a great history, but it's 60 million people. Do you believe that Britain alone can discuss on an equal footing with the United States or with a giant like China? If you look at, for instance, the evolution of Germany, Germany today is a very important power because it has real leverage in the European Union.
Mr. Barroso also cautioned against any attempt by the British government to limit the principle of freedom of movement within the Union ahead of a possible referendum on membership. The Turkish president has ruled out giving weapons to a Kurdish party whose armed wing is fighting Islamist militants in Kobani in neighbouring Syria. Recep Tayyip Erdogan described the Democratic Union Party as a terrorist organisation, akin to the Kurdistan Workers' Party or PKK, which is banned in Turkey. In Kobani itself, there's been a lull in the fighting, as Kazra Naci reports from the Turkish-Syrian border.
An eerie quiet has descended on Kobani after a night of heavy clashes. Kurdish fighters say the Islamic militants used heavy weapons and car bombs throughout the night, but failed to make any progress. Kurdish fighters need heavy weapons, but the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has said he will not agree to a U.S. arms transfer to them, further complicating Turkish relations with the Kurds as well as the U.S.
BBC News. At least 15 people have been killed in a suicide bomb attack outside a Shia mosque in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. It's the latest in a string of attacks on Baghdad as Islamic State militants assert their control over Anbar province, which extends to the outskirts of the city. An Israeli hospital has treated a daughter of Ismail Haniya, the leader in Gaza of the Palestinian militant group Hamas. A spokesman for the Ichilov Hospital in Tel Aviv said Mr. Haniya's daughter had been treated there for a number of days. The latest conflict between Israel and Palestinian militants ended just weeks ago. Israeli officials would not discuss medical admissions from Gaza. In a number of urgent cases, Palestinian doctors have asked for patients to be transferred to better medical facilities in Israel. Space scientists are hoping to have captured images of a comet as it sped past Mars, showering dust through the planet's atmosphere. Lenses on satellites in orbit around Mars, as well as on rovers on the planet's surface, were being trained on the mass of ice, frozen gas and rock known as Siding Spring. Amy Meinzer is one of the astronomers at NASA who observed the comet.
An extraordinary thing happened today in the solar system. A comet that came from the most outer parts of the solar system has recently had an incredibly close pass by the planet Mars. It actually got so close, it was about a third of the distance from the Earth to our moon. And that's really only about 132,000 kilometers. Now, that sounds like a huge distance to us Earthlings, but this is an incredibly rare event in space. It probably only happens once every several millions of years.
The Prime Minister of Albania has postponed a visit to Serbia after a football match between the two countries descended into a brawl last week. The visit by Edi Rama would have been the first by an Albanian Prime Minister in nearly 70 years. It will now take place in November. BBC News.